Mike Taylor from the Earth Sciences Department at UCL is the lead author of the paper that documents the discovery and is with us. Good morning.
Morning.
So tell us about this dinosaur. Where did you unearth him?
Well, I didn't unearth him. Happily, other people did that for me. they found it in Utah, and it was placed in a museum in Oklahoma. And then somehow I managed to happily land the job of describing those remains.
And so tell us about the dinosaur.
Well, like most sauropods, which is what this is, they're the biggest kind of dinosaurs, the ones with the long necks. So this animal's a bit bigger than an elephant. It's very unusual for an animal like that to get completely fossilized. Nearly always the carcass gets broken up and you just have some scraps. And that's what's happened in this case. So we have maybe 10% of the animal. But the 10% we do have is ever so informative. And particularly we have the hip bone. And that's what's so distinctive about it. The bone ahead of where the thigh meets the torso is really stretched out. There's ever such a lot of attachment area for muscles. So that's how we know that there was a very muscular thigh, which of course gives us the name.
And what do they use that muscular thigh for? I don't. Why am I saying he? It could be a she. What was the muscular? What was the muscular thigh for kicking things?
Actually, we think he probably is right, because it seems quite likely that the way that would first have evolved would be for the males to fight over the females, as is so often the case with so much animal behaviour.
The sexual selection.
Exactly right, yeah. But of course, once something like that has evolved and there's the power in the leg to deliver that sort of powerful kick, then certainly they would have used it to defend against predators as well.
So we're still discovering new dinosaurs then. Any more on the path to being discovered?
Oh, so many. I mean, this new story is hardly even news. It's averaging something like two a week now across the world, new dinosaurs.
Extraordinary. Mike Taylor, thank you very much.